Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Vav Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We started Simon Shin Tez Zayin a few days ago, which deals with the halachas of Tzeda on Shabbos, of trapping animals on Shabbos. And we had begun Sif Gimel yesterday to quickly remind ourselves of that. The Mechaber had told us that is it Issa Derabbanan to trap animals that are normally not trapped on Shabbos, that is Osim Derabbanan, and animals that are normally trapped on Shabbos, of course, it is forbidden to trap them. That's an Issa Deraisa. And the Mechaber had concluded his initial remarks over here by saying, Hilkoch, therefore, Zvuvim, flies, Afa Pishenim Bimina Nitzot, even though normally one doesn't trap flies for the purpose of gathering in the flies, you do them so they don't bother you, therefore, it's also midrabbanan to trap them. That's where we left off yesterday. Now we have the Ramah. The Hagah over here, it says in the Ber Hagola, actually belongs after Sif Dalet, because really its source in being brought is really more related to Sif Dalet, but it's really also related to this statement that I just read from the Mechaber. So we'll read it over here now and realize that its place could really be in Sif Dalet as well. In any event, the Ramah writes, Hagah, therefore, v'lochein, yesh li zar shelo lisgar teva ketana. One has to be very careful if they're closing up a box or some sort of a container that is a small container, or listom kalim, or to close up any sort of a utensil, to put a cap or a cover on top of a utensil, shezvuvim bo bishabbos, that already has inside it flies, and now when you're sealing it off, you're essentially trapping the flies, because the heavy psikresha, by definition, those flies are going to be trapped over here, sheyitzo dusham, by closing the container, by sealing the lid on them, you are in effect trapping them midirabbanan. He then adds, however, there are those that are more meko, v'yesh mekilin, v'mokum she'im yivtach hakli lit l'misham yivrichu. There are those that say, no, this is not a problem, because the bottom line is, the flies aren't really trapped in there. The minute you open up the utensil's top over here, the cover over here on the box or on the kli, on this utensil, the flies are going to get out. They're not really trapped, and therefore, this is not considered being trapped. He brings us down to the name of the tour. Now, there's a lot to explain over here. First, we'll start off with the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Yadalet. The Mishnah Berurah writes, what should you do if you can't seal the box over here? Elayitin sakin, you should insert a knife so that the lid doesn't totally close over here on the box. Oshum dover acher, or any other interposition over here so that the lid is not a tight seal on top of the box. And in other words, flies could get out in that opening. Bein hakisoy, between the cover, lateva, to the chest that it's on, to the box that it's on. Be'inyan, in this way, sheyuchlu lotzeis misham. So this way the flies technically can get out from there, even though they may not, because it's just practically that they won't, but since they could, it's not called the psikreish anymore, that they're trapped, and therefore it's not even an issur d'rabbanan. And he says, likewise, v'cheinim yesh har katan, if you have a small hole over there in this box, in this teva, af she'nira lehedja lazvuvim, even though the zvuvim really don't maybe necessarily notice it, because you don't see a stream of flies coming out from there, nevertheless, afilu hachimutter, by the fact that there is an exit for these flies, even though they don't take advantage of it, they may not really use it, nevertheless, the sulo hari psikresha, you've essentially turned this into no longer being a psikresha, and therefore there's not even say the midrabbanan over here. The explanation for this is found in the issue number 20. He brings down from the Shevet Alevi, Ravaza Zatzal, Shekol od she'ein hechrech she'teyase hamalacha. It's not a definite that by sealing the box cover over here that the flies are trapped. Ein maisav misyachasim elo latzad heter shebublaso. Since technically there is room for the flies to get out, we don't consider it like you did a dover osir over here, even on a durabonin basis. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tezvav says this is only true when you're dealing over here with a teva katana, that you have to have this concern, make sure you leave a space, insert a knife or something, you don't seal it totally. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, avol teva gedolev, this is a large chest over here, so then sfiru leila ramah, the lekuli amashari, then the opinion of the Ramah is that even the opinion that says you can't close it if it's a small teva would say that you're allowed to close it if it's a large teva. Because dafilim ha'yomid adam besocha, because it was such a large teva that if you were inside of it, you can't go and get a fly with one fell swoop, just grab the flies. They're flitting around, they're moving about from one place to another. You can't capture them. And therefore, they're not considered seida. And when you couple it over here with the fact that they're normally not and a type of a creature that's trapped for itself. So therefore, there's double dirabanan over here. So in the Chafetz Chaim Shaar Tzion Os Yud Ches, he explains over here these two dirabanans, mishum hachi mutar be'enu mechavin. Since you have no intention of trapping them, it's just a byproduct of your closing the lid. Aval gav the heavy psik resha, he brings down for the Prima Garden that this is allowed, even though it's a psik resha because it's a double dirabanan. Dishu foot number 22 brings down. Shaheter kam betray the rabbanon bipsik reisha delo nichale. This has to be that you obviously have no interest in these creatures, these insects, these flies being trapped over here. And this is the opinion as well of the Chazon Ish. However, he points out that the Chazon Ish is not so certain about this. He says it's a heter eino muchra. It's not clear because it has no marker in the Gemara that this is in fact correct. And if you look further in this the issue footnote, he goes into a more detailed discussion of this inyan. Dishfut number 21 brings down V'yavsha anoshim rabim tzodim zvuvim. He says there are people that do trap zvuvim. How can you say it's a dover she'eno b'mino nitzot? So he brings down for Nissan Karlit Shlita shemikol mokom einhem nechshavim kidover she'mino nitzot. Even though there may be some people that trap these flies over here, the vast majority of people do not trap flies, and therefore it's not normal to trap flies and use the flies, so to say, and therefore we don't consider the miut of anoshim that may do this to ruin it for everybody else. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezayin says there is a more makel opinion that we just pointed out that says you would be allowed to close the box over here if, under normal circumstances, you wouldn't really have trapped them, because when you open up the box cover, they're going to fly right out. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Hu das hator disfirle. As we pointed out, this is the opinion of the Tor, who holds the afal gav de bishas isu lehedjo gabe kaveres devorim, even though it's brought down in regards to a beehive. The Gemara says, "Din mechaso so ba'ofen she'ein bo nekev." If you cover up a beehive with some sort of a cover that doesn't have a hole in it, osur, it's not allowed to do that. That's called trapping the bees, mishum sikresha, because they're by definition trapped. There's no alternative, as we will Mitzvah Hashem learn in a moment in Sif Dalet. Mikol makum zvuvim shiny. Flies are different than bees. The lo mikrei tzei the klal, because trapping a fly is not called trapping. Because you're not really capturing the fly. The minute you open up the cap over here, the cover of this box, the flies are gone. Masha ein kein bechaveres dvorim, as opposed to a beehive, shemileya mehem, it's full of bees, v'hem gedolim k'tzas, they're bigger than the flies, and yevsha shelo yitvos echa mehem, and you wouldn't not be able to capture at least one of them. If you were to suddenly remove the cover over here, the bees don't get out so fast as opposed to the flies. And therefore, the kachoshev tzedayideze. Therefore, in regards to the bees, it is considered trapping. In regards to flies, it's not. How do we paskin? The Mishnah says, Vabach posach lahachmir kedei rishona. The Bach says that we paskin like the first more machmir opinion, that you can't put the cover on it unless you have some sort of a knife inserted in between, some sort of a space or a hole in the cover or the box. Likewise, this is the Pesach of the Mogen Avram. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, ideally, before you close the cover on the box, you should try to get the flies out from there, so when you're closing the box cover, you're not trapping the flies. He says, Einan the Taz Shechriya. The Taz has an additional point where he points out, the Mikavon Shechriya Chazvuvim Shirua Beinav, as long as you got rid of the majority of the fleas, the ones that you can see, to Ein Tzarech La'ayin, you don't have to go really take an investigation or a doctor, Ulai Yesham Od Ezazuvim, are there really any other flies down there in the bottom of the box? Kivan Dezelo have a Elisvek Psik Reisha B'milsu D'Rabban, and since it's not clear that there's anything there, so when you close the box now, you don't know for certain that there's anything, so it's only a suffix over here, is it going to be capturing them, and it's a Din D'Rabbanan, Dudavar She'enu B'minu Natsud, because it's not something that's normally captured, so therefore it's only an Issa D'Rabban, even if you were to capture them, Ein L'Hachmir Kokach. Bottom line is, you don't have to be Machmir in that setting. Now, in Deir Shufut number 23 brings down, from the Chazon Ish, Shelo Nesra Tzedo Elo Kishemachnis Es Habalei Chayim Tachas Yodo. It's really only called trapping when you take the creatures in your hand. V'ayidei Kach U'yochol Lishlo Bem, and now you can rule over them, so to say. You can do what you want with them. Therefore, V'zvuvim Shebebeis B'teva, and you have over here the flies in this box, Ein B'yacholto Lishlo Bem, you don't really have any control over them. M'nei Shebeshoa She'ateva Skura Ein Azvuvim Tachas Yodo, because when your box is closed, you can't get them. And when you open up the box, they leave. So therefore, this is not considered over here, liskor sateva l'deazu afilu midrabon. That's why this lenient opinion says you can even do this, it's not even isa drabon. The issue foot number 24 brings down that by bees, the Chazon Ish says, the person has shlita over them when he puts the cover on top of the beehive, because he wants the bees over there. They're doing exactly what he wants in terms of the honey making. And therefore, having them inside the beehive, that is trapping them, as opposed to the flies, where you don't have any benefit from the flies being in the box. The issue footnote number 25 brings down an interesting case. The person's walking and he's going to step on some ants. So Rav Nissen Karlitz says, unless it's an absolute psik resha that you're stepping on them right now, so he says you don't have to worry that you may step on them as you're walking across a field or across some cement that has ants on it. You don't have to worry that every step, because there's only a suffix psik resha on every step, and you're allowed to walk without a concern. And this is especially true because it's a psik resha, even if you do it, the lo nichale, that you have no benefit from, and at worst, it would only be an issur d'rabbanan. And since it's not really a psik resha over here, every step you take may or may not involve stepping on the ants, it's permitted. However, if he does see an ant over there, he should try to step around it and not bedavka step on the ant. And this similarly is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, if a person's walking on grass. So at the end of the day, he's walking through this grass field, he's going to see grass on his shoes. He must have ripped it out. But the bottom line is, each step is not a psik resha, and since he obviously doesn't want the grass on his shoes, it's not a problem over here. Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel V'yesh Mekilin brings down an additional reason that one might be mekel over here, like the Taz said, when you got shoot out some of the flies that were there and you're not sure if there are any flies left in the box, you're definitely allowed to close the box according to the Taz. He says this is especially true if you have food in the box, because if there's food at the bottom of the box, you certainly won't want the flies over there, because they're going to destroy your food or ruin your food, and therefore it's at worst, it would be a psik resha if they were there, but it's certainly the lo nichle, you certainly don't want them there. So therefore, one can be matir in this situation as well. And he says, bavade in lahachmi, if ifriach hazuvim, shiroh osam. And certainly you don't have to be machmi if you got rid of all the ones that you can see. You don't have to be concerned that maybe there's some there that you didn't see. And the issue foot number 32 brings down, and even im nisharu kama zuvim ba'aro nim ochal. And even if you do know that there are some flies left over there, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, mutul liskor es hadelis in that situation anyway. Because it's clear that you tried to get rid of them and you did the best that you could. You certainly don't want them over there, and therefore it's definitely a psik resha don lichle bedover she'en b'min onitzot. And again, as we pointed out previously, with these two derabbanans, that allows you to be mekel even lechatchila. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, parson machatzelis al gabei kaveris. You're allowed to put some sort of a mat on top of the beehive. The Ramah explains, Mokom shemiskansim bo hadvorim lasos dvash. This is the place, obviously, where the bees go inside there to go and produce the honey. But the Mechaber says, Ubavash lo yichavin lotzot, but your intention can't be to go capture the bees. The only reason you're putting this mat on top of them is to protect them from the sun or the rain, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Zayin, Bechama b'nei hachama, ubegeshamim b'nei hageshamim. The Gemara explains that the person puts the cover on top of this beehive and traps it, so to say, only to protect it from the sun or from the rain. And you have no intention of really trapping the bees inside over there. The Mechaber adds, "V'gamhu be'inyon she'eno muchroch shi'u nitzodim." And likewise, it should be done in a way that it's not a guarantee that you're trapping the bees over here. Ki hechad delol hevi psik resha. So it shouldn't be a psik resha, and then you would have a problem, as we pointed out. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yudches, "Kigon shelo yahadei kamachatzelis ala kaveris kolkach." In order to make it not a psik resha, don't put the mat tightly around the beehive. In other words, let there be a little bit of space. The bees could get out if they really wanted to, and therefore it's not a psik resha. Or alternatively, Oshiesh bekaveris is a chor katan. There's a small hole somehow in the bottom of the kaveris, so even though you put a mat on top of the top of the hole of the beehive, there is still another hole someplace. And the bees, at least theoretically, could get out through that other hole. Even though you don't see any of the bees able to really easily get out over there, but since they at least theoretically could, it's permissible. Because we hold in this situation, the Kaimalan Rabbi Shimon, we hold like the famous sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the Dover Shein and Miskavin is mutter. If you have no intention of that thing happening, it is mutter to do it. However, but if there is no hole at all there, and you put on the mat on the top so that the top is covered, as heavy psik resha, then that is a psik resha. And also, I feel a bit most of the rabbanon, a single rabbanon over here with a vade psik resha, so then that is osur. Finally, Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Haparis mitzoda, you spread out this trap over here to trap animals. And ubishas prisasa, when at the time that you spread out the trap over here, nichlin sahachai lesocha, an animal comes into it right then and there, then chayiv chatas, that's an issa daraisa over here. And the issue foot number 26 brings down from the Mogen Avraham and Sifkot and Tess that your chayiv over here on a daraisa level, rakim nichlin sahachai lemitzuda, biyad mishas prisasa. It's only if it comes in there right now. However, the Chazon Ish writes, Yitokein shenema rak kisha ochez es hametzud b'yadah. It seems that only you have to be actually holding the trap in your hand. Okishenosin es hametzud alachai, or you actually put the trap on the animal in order for this to be nisa deraisa. However, the Chazon Ish himself is not clear about this, and he writes yitokein shechayev afilu imnit v'soachay la'achasmat. He thinks that you might even be chayev even if you put your hand away from the trap and the animal comes in afterwards, because the ma'isa prisas hametzud adayin kaim, because the spreading out of the trap is still extant from your action, and therefore he thinks it may be nisa deraisa. He says, however, if you put wheat into a millstone that is being water-powered on Shabbos, or if you put bread into the oven, so then, even though it's not immediately happening, you're still chayef for doing this. Even though it doesn't happen right away, because the action that's starting the baking, the action that's starting the rechayim to go, has already been done by you. Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, but if you spread out the trap and then the animal subsequently comes in, not like Chazon Ish just said, he said it would only be an issur derabbanan, potter of a lawsuit. Then he writes, because of the Magen Avraham, the Mikan Mucha Sheish Lizor Shalo Lahamid B'Shabbos HaMetzod Lotzud Boach Barim. Person there should be capital on Shabbos not to put out a mouse trap on Shabbos itself, and this is brought down in the Piskei Tosos in Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin. Dishavu number 28 brings down to put in the bread over there in the trap for the mouse to come and get on Shabbos. It's also the opinion of Nis and Karl Shlita that is also Mishum Shu Goram Tzeda. You're causing the Tzeda to happen. And Groma, an action that causes something to happen, is also Midrabbanan. We'll start Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Tzvi Shenichnas Asol Chabayis. You have a deer that enters into a house. The Nol Echad Befonim. And somebody closes the door behind the deer. Chayiv. That person's over in Isser. Isser Daraisa. But if two people close the door, then Pturim, they're only Osir Midrabon. Mishnah Berurah explains this, if caught in your test, Me'elav, we're talking here, the deer went into the house on its own, you didn't push it into there. But Kol Shekein, and certainly, however, if you push the deer inside in some way, you would encourage it to get inside, and then you close the door, then you certainly would be Chayav Midrabon. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav, he writes, Hainu shesasam hadelis. When we say that you close the door, it means that you close the door. Lav dafka, that you locked it. Vafilu b'no minol. Even though you didn't lock it, but you closed the door. Because the deer ain't getting out if the door is closed, even if it's not locked. Even she'ena tzvi, yocho livroch, because the tzvi doesn't have the ability to open up the door, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's locked or not. Dishavu number 33 brings down a very interesting question. What happens if there are two deers inside? Are you over one isser because you did one action over here despite the fact that it trapped two deers? Or do we say that the act of trapping each deer is a separate isser? Rav Nissen Karl Shlita paskins that you would in fact be over two isurim over here because the critical point is you trapped the deer. Each deer is trapped, albeit with one action, but you trapped two deer, so therefore you're over two isurim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chafala says if two people did it, then it's potter of a losser. And this is based upon the fact that the pasuk says, "D'chsev v'yim nefesh achas techato b'shkog." If a single individual does a sin by accident, me'am oris basosar. So therefore, v'gomer d'vashinan basosar. When you do this over here, it has to be done by one person. Ha'o says kula. The person has to do everything by himself from start to finish. Lo ha'o says mktsasa. In order to be over nisa deraisa, you have to do the entire thing. If one person doesn't do the entire thing, or if two people close the door, so then it's only nisa derabanan. And therefore, Vim Kane, Kivish Kolechem Ipniatsu, Yochel and Olo, since each person alone could close the door, it's not such a heavy door, you need two people to close it. Hare Kolechot Eino Ose Elamitsasu. Therefore, each person, when he's closing the door together with somebody else, is only doing part of it. And the simple understanding over here is this is only Inisa Durabonan. You would not be Chai V'chatas. However, the issue foot number 34 brings down a very interesting idea. He says everybody would agree over here that this is not an Issa Daraisa that you'd be Chayiv Achatis for. But he brings down a Machlokis over here. There is an opinion that says, well, it may not be an Issa Daraisa that you're Chayiv Achatis for, it nevertheless is also Lassos Kei Midaraisa. And he brings down various Achronim that hold like this. And others say no, that it's not an Issa Daraisa at all, and it is only an Issa Darabonin over here, Ayin Shom in the issue foot number 34 for these different opinions. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he writes, if one person, however, could not close the door on his own, it's too heavy and big, and requires two people to close it, then chayav, and then both people over here are chayav. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nochav Beis, you need two people to normally close it. And therefore, each of them did a full melacha for that person. Without that person, you wouldn't have the door closed, brought down by Rashi. If one person could do it by himself, and the second person couldn't do it by himself, but they both did it together, the person that could close it by himself, he in fact is over Nisa Deraisa, because the person who helped them really doesn't accomplish anything because he could do it by himself. And it's as if he did the entire thing by himself. However, the person that's weaker, the person who couldn't close the door on his own, he in fact is part of Rav Aser because he in fact did not do an Issa Deraisa of closing the door, again, at least according to the simple understanding that if two people do it, they're only over in Issa Derabbanan. Let's look at one last Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul V'Noel Echad. He brings down that Lefi Zeh, based on what we've learned now, a person should be careful that if he buys a brand new bird, and it's now Shabbos. He bought the bird right before Shabbos, and the bird's not yet used to the house and not used to the cage. So if you put the bird in its cage, which normally would not be considered trapping, but over here now you close the door of the cage, since the bird is not used to being in the cage, that would be considered trapping. With this, we conclude today's shiur.